This is the scary part. Think about who will control that and what usage they will have for it.
Decoding someone's thoughts will eventually be achievable for everyone. Earlier on, it may be limited to specific people, working in specific areas. In Ang, it is part of our lives. For us inside the grids, neurobiology evolved in great leaps. For the rest of the world, IMPs can help people interface with everything around them. There won't be any reasons to carry any devices on you or with you. It will be a doorway accessing all the day-in system, allowing you to call in a car for pickup, a pizza for delivery, order items in your favorite online store, or a repair part you are missing. It will even be possible for you to tell your domestic bot ahead of time to go fetch your dry cleaning. Or cook a home meal for a 7 p.m. dinner, where you will be getting together with friends. It gives you full mind access to countless data at the speed of thought, making your life easier in many ways. This is how life is in Ang City. Today, companies have only behavior, likes, clicks, purchase histories, to build eerily accurate profiles of people. And society allowed it to happen. Predictive algorithms make pretty accurate guesses. But they are only guesses. Eventually, neural data gleaned from neurotechnology will deliver the real thing, says Rafael Yuste, a neurobiologist working at Columbia University in New York City. And then companies around the world will have the real thing, straight from your brain, like in Ang City.
That is a daunting prospect. What about privacy? You currently feel, and here are most private thoughts within the grids of Ang. How do you think people around the world will react about that?
I keep countless files and data about everyone in Ang. They are part of our network. Yet, everyone has the ability to turn off the system and initiate a privacy mode that makes your mind inaccessible for a time. As for the vlogs that we perform with everyone weekly, they are not unlike the conferencing system established to communicate between people from different countries on various subjects.
And what about the mind transcripts? They are much more invasive.
True enough. But these are mostly to gauge the health of people, understand their emotions and well-being, access their thoughts, and relay these if there is ill intent. Within the grids of Ang City, my people value safety and security. The Watcher is charged with overseeing this area. It is a measure we initiated to rid our city of crimes. It is used only as a mode of monitoring criminal activity or providing support in cases of mental distress. All other reports are safeguarded privately inside the Dayan archives.
Does this mean that you intervene in changing people's behaviors?
The technology to read brain activity already exists in the world. The tools can detect a coming seizure in someone with epilepsy, for instance, and prevent it. It may also stop a tremor before it takes hold. Researchers are even testing related systems for obsessive-compulsive disorder, addiction, and depression.